so funny.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World According to Velvet. This is Velvet and Robert, and we have a witness today. No, I didn't ask her if I could say her name, so I'm not going to, but we are here today to have another interview with Robert Fitzgerald, theoretical astrologer, and we're continuing our discussion. We're going to talk a little bit, we're going to do a little refresher about the ages and what's coming and what can we do with it, or what can we do to prepare. Robert, you want to jump right in?
Let me just jump right in here. Okay, first, I think I started this a little bit last time, but just to recap, a lot of my understanding of these end times is based upon my study of astrological ages. They're 12 ages in the precession of the equinox cycle. Each age is 2,160 years long. I've discovered that within each age, there are 12 eras. They're 180 years long each. The ages precess backwards through the zodiac. The eras and phases progress forward. Within each era, there are 12 phases, as I call them. Then each of those are 15 years long. And it's based upon this calculation or this structure that we can understand exactly where we are and the time frame that's and the universe, the problems that are happening around us. Primary example is we are in the age of Pisces. From 1800 to 1980, we were in the Aquarius era of the age of Pisces. That brought with it the technological explosion that we call the Industrial Revolution. It also brought with it the genius science of the 20th century. Well, since 1980, since 1965, things have started to go downhill a lot. That was 65 to 80 was the Pisces phase of the Aquarius era of the age of Pisces. We started to get into heavy into internal terrorism, terrorism around the world, the IRA, things like that, that were really started to beat at the nature of our collective consciousness. The 1970s was considered to be the decade of fear by the Times Magazine when it came out at the end of the 70s. Crime was on the rise. There was no stopping any of it, that kind of stuff. Anyway, that was the same time when all of a sudden pollution became a problem. Earthquake and volcanic activity started to increase dramatically in intensity and in how often things like that were happening. Our current environmental sensibilities began at that time, creating of the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, et cetera. And all of that's been kind of going on since about that time, and we're in a totally different world or universe than we were in what we'd call the 20th century. Things have started to fall apart. They're dissolving, disintegrating. What happened is that, well, the Pisces phase then led into the Pisces era of the age of Pisces, and we've been dealing with Pisces energy. Pisces is dissolution. The Virgo opposite to Pisces is disintegration and extinction. It's led up to climate change, global warming, ocean acidification, all sorts of environmental issues that are confronting us today, as well as we are now in a welfare culture that started in the late 60s. With the need for social safety nets because Pisces illusion, delusion, things are not rational anymore. They're running on a Pisces sense of prophecy, fulfillment of prophecy, whatever. Anyway, right now we're in the Gemini phase of the Pisces era of the age of Pisces, 2010 to 2025. And this is bringing with it ideological division, a breakdown in the ability to communicate liberal to conservative. Each side has its own agenda, and there's less and less and less ability to compromise. This is that the Pisces dissolving of the Gemini tendency, or the Gemini intellectual ability to communicate, to talk about different things. Now it's gotten to where you see it in politics. Everybody they're falling back on ideological agendas that are becoming increasingly antithetical to each other. What's coming up is the Cancer phase of the Pisces era of the Age of Pisces in 2025. It'll run to 2040, a 15-year time period. What this means is the Pisces dissolution, Virgo disintegration of Cancer agendas and Cancer qualities. Women are going to take a big hit as traditional religious fundamentalists try to bring women back under control in this country. Right now, the debate is on abortion and even contraception, as well as gay marriages. These are, in the Pisces religious context, immoral. They have to be brought back under control. In an Aquarian context, because we're heading into the age of Aquarius, it's just the process of becoming more liberal, more progressive, freedom and equality for everybody concerned. So we're in an ideological battle between a progressive Aquarian future versus a Pisces regressive push to try to go back to something traditional, which would be, in this case, the Republicans are talking about wanting to create a theocracy, destroy democracy and create a theocracy.
Really?
Really, really. Just like it's the same thing that's happening with the Islamic State, creating saying that they've created a caliphate in Syria and Iran. But what's going to happen is that in politics, the anti-abortion people, the anti-contraception people, the evangelicals, they're going to try to push to get women out of the workforce, back in the home, the creation of the traditional family values, which is one man, one woman, with the man as head of the household, and therefore in absolute control and dominance over his wife and children in that patriarchal Christian sense. Women, what very likely will come then is like a movement to try to reestablish a father's right or a husband's rights within the family, which throughout most of the Christian era has included physical abuse of the wife. It would be called discipline. The man could discipline his wife based upon how he saw what was right, what was moral, whatever his reasoning was. And that area of violence was sacrosanct within the home. On the other hand, enough of this down stuff, it's time to understand also the possibility that within the Pisces era of the Age of Pisces, the Cancer expression in a positive spiritual sense can create dramatic changes for what's coming up for us. What this means is that Cancer rules the mother, so that it's time now to start thinking about creating or retelling our religious stories with the mother as goddess. Not as a woman, not as, you know, the original sin, any of that other patriarchal crap, but as the creative goddess. Eve, Mary, Dinah, all of these names refer back to older mother goddesses throughout, especially throughout the Near East and in Europe at that time. So we need to start telling our stories about this, elevating the feminine to a sacred sense of co-creation of the universe, understanding her values, and applying that also within the family, elevating the mother to be head of household, because the house and the family is archetypally under her jurisdiction. It's not the man. That was given to the man by a patriarchal warrior religious sensibility. The man is not head of household. The woman is, because she's dealing with the house and the home and everything around that. Her decisions are sacrosanct. If she chooses to have an abortion, then she very likely has a very good reason for it, that men and biblical scholars don't really understand from our left brain, shallow, rational mode of thinking. What can happen with this is that also perhaps recreating a sense of family and community. Right now, so many people live in isolated suburban houses, unconnected with anybody else. For a man, that's fine. He has his own little kingdom, his castle, and he goes to work and he comes home, and they're all right there, and they're part of his, they're his vassals. But a feminine sensibility usually is much more inclusive, community expansive. The feminine is more interested not only in family, but also the neighborhood, the community. So rather than just staying isolated in a family, how do women start to create community? And that can be on the internet. It can be, I mean, you can talk about sewing circles, but while you're in there sewing, you're talking about deep philosophical issues that appeal to not only the feminine, but to the nature of creation itself. What do you got here? That's only been... You only did the 15 minutes again. Can we redo this again for till, or is this it? Well, look, I'm just going to keep talking to all this other stuff. And we'll get back to this the next time, but let's say this then. It's like the nature of reality is love. Love flows everywhere as an actual creative energy. And we're going to talk about how to tap into that in order to change what appears everything around us in very positive ways. So that's what's going to be coming up. And Velvet this time is like, I'm going to like, you know, kind of say, you know, naughty, 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 Velvet, because she didn't give me enough time to really get into this because I was just getting ready to. But anyway, thank you very much. And this will continue. There's a lot of positive potential coming.
All right, this is Velvet and Robert and our mystery woman, who will remain nameless, reporting here from planet Earth, from Whitefish, Montana, on the North American continent. Have a great day. And I kind of screwed up about the time. I only scheduled us for 15 instead of a half hour, so we'll get back to you on that. Okay, over and out.